AI is transforming industries, but the data centers powering it require more energy and water than ever. At the break, join Christoph Beck, chairman and CEO of Ecolab, for insights on using water effectively while safeguarding this critical resource for future generations.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, January 30th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Prices for Bitcoin and other major cryptocurrencies are facing fresh pressure. Their prices dropped early today, extending a recent losing streak amid broader market volatility. Bitcoin recently traded at about $83,100, down around 1%. According to Dow Jones Market Data, the digital token was on pace for its lowest end-of-day level since April, based on 4 p.m. Eastern Time prices. Ethereum is trading at around $2,700, down nearly 3%. Apple exited its latest quarter with very lean inventory due to high demand for its latest iPhone lineup. That's according to CEO Tim Cook. He said during a call with analysts that the company is now chasing supply to meet that demand, and it's tough to predict when it will catch up. He said Apple is having trouble getting enough production capacity for the most advanced processing chips that power its latest products. And LG Electronics fell into the red after three profitable quarters, ending 2025 on a weak note amid sluggish demand recovery and rising business costs. The consumer electronics giant posted a net loss of about $507 million in the fourth quarter, worse than analysts expected. LG's Media Entertainment Solution division, which includes TVs and displays, posted an annual operating loss. Meanwhile, its home appliance, auto component, and business-to-business units remained profitable. Costly restructuring efforts, including an early retirement program for employees, also weighed on the South Korean company's bottom line. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.
How are data center operators working to improve sustainability and water savings at every stage of the data center lifecycle? Here's Ecolab's Christoph Beck with some thoughts.
The Mach 7 or the Mach 4, the ones who are really so focused on high tech, are the most forward-looking. They have the means, they have the mindset, they have the passion for innovation, and they're really open to try new things as well, because everything is new with AI and with that technology as well. I think even if we're not where we wanted to be with that industry right now, we will be ahead in the next few years, because innovation that's coming up right now is working much better than we thought. And it's really thinking in circular ways, being in a data center or in a microchip manufacturing plant.
Learn more about Ecolab at ecolab.com.
Custom content from WSJ is a unit of the Wall Street Journal Advertising Department. The Wall Street Journal News Organization was not involved in the creation of this content.